I was living in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, and Patrick was living in Portland, Maine, and this one song just resonated with us, and it was The Promise by Tracy Chapman.
If you wait for me, then I'll come for you.
We met on Thanksgiving weekend, and we decided to become engaged on New Year's Eve that same year. And that song just kind of was our anthem, that, you know, we were miles apart and that we were going to be together and kind of missing each other. And
so I think I said 2 weeks after we met.
Yeah, that he was going to propose to me that year.
It was that certain.
If you think of me, if you miss me once in a while.
I remember leaving a message on her machine in terms of just reaching out in terms of talking, and she called back. And I want to say that first night we probably talked for 2 hours. The first night, when was it 3.5?
3.5. And there was something about his voice that was so calm and so solid to me that just made sense. You know, it just absolutely made sense to me that this person is right.
I'll find my way back to you if you'll be waiting.
There is so much respect and admiration for what Cindy sort of stepped into and wanted to take on with me and a one-year-old son. And that really showed through, and it continues to this day. I mean, she's the rock in this family.
In a place that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart.
For me, this song is always the song that I can come home to, that is the basis of our relationship, that we would always choose each other and we would wait for each other.
I'll find my way back to you.
Well, I'm Patrick Varano. I'm from South Portland, and I work for Seattle Genetics as an area co-manager.
And I'm Cindy Varano, and I am a stay-at-home mother for 3.5 kids.
And that is music that moves us.
A place for me in your heart.
Music That Moves Me is a series of audio diaries airing daily in April in celebration of Music on Public Radio Month. Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garrett Marketing, celebrating the role of music in your life and on public radio.